Amos and Andy Music Hall, a presentation of CBS Radio's Comedy Time. Good evening. This is Jim Amici inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall, brought to you every Monday through Friday by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy, and starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremonies.
Welcome, everybody, to another session of the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
Good evening, folks.
How is you, ladies and gentlemen? Say, Kingfish, last night some gal out of your past named Mimi Manning called you on the phone.
Yeah, and she says something about an eternal vow that I made her years ago. She gonna come over to see me, you know. I wish I could remember who this Mimi is.
Well, Kingfish, you sniffed a few flowers in the Garden of Love before you settled for that eggplant that you was married to now.
Well, I must admit that I was quite a chic as a youth. Yeah, I was the first boy in town to have a luminous painted hat band on his straw skimmer.
Yeah, that was quite a sight. You walking down Main Street with half the moths in town buzzing after you. Anything new come along, boy, you had it. I remember them ankle chokers that you used to wear. They was really tight. You was the only one in town that had to put his pants on with a shoehorn.
That I had this Mimi Peg there for a while last night when she was talking to me. From the nickname, I figured that she was the gal whose papa run that bicycle repair shop. You know, she was kind of sweet on me, too.
Yeah.
When I kept getting them blowouts on my two-wheeler, she would always bring me a couple of extra rubber patches in her lunch pail. But then I looked her up in the yearbook, and her nickname was Elephant Ears Engelbrock. If you don't mind an intrusion here, it's about time to have Mr. Perry Como tell us about Delaware.
She called to say how are you? She called to say how are you? She called to say how are you? That's why she did call. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Oh, what did Mississippi boy? What did Mississippi? What did Mississippi boy? Blew her pretty lips. She sipped the Minnesota. She sipped the Minnesota. She sipped the Minnesota. Oh, where has Oregon, boy? Where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone? She went to pay her taxes. She went to pay her taxes. She went to pay her taxes. That's where she has gone. Nebraska, too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee. It made for Florida, boy, it made for Florida. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Say, Kingfish, if you were stuck to remember who this Mimi is, why don't you ask Sapphire? She remembers everybody from back home.
Is you kidding, Andy? Tell my wife that some gal has been calling me up. That would be like going spear fishing and giving the shark the blowgun.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Sheriff. Kingfish, I just recollects who this Mimi Manning is.
You does?
Yes, sir. Matilda Manning. Don't you remember? Her papa used to own the Turpentine Works. You used to go with her before you married Sapphire.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, that is right, Andy.
Sure.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. Yeah, we went steady for a year. Yeah, that was over 27 years ago. Oh, boy, she was a real beauty, too. I remember the year of the Paint Manufacturers Convention. She was voted Miss Creosote of 1927. Yeah, I remember her now, Andy.
Yeah, she married some fella from the diplomatic service and moved overseas, didn't she? I remember you was pretty broke up about that. I wonder why she called you up.
Well, I guess her and her husband is in town and they want to come over and chat about old times. Funny, though, she says something about an eternal vow I made her. I wonder what she could have meant by that.
Oh, probably nothing. It was really something, though, the way you carried on when she married that diplomat fella.
Oh, yeah. Losing Matilda really hit me hard. Yeah, I remember I wrote her after she was married, but she never answered me. I was desperate. First, I was going to join the Foreign Legion, and then I was going to South America and spend the rest of my life working in the mines.
You're right.
Yeah, but then Sapphire moved into town, and I realized that I didn't have to leave the country to suffer. Well, it's time right now to hear Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Amos, let me bring the song in this way, will you? You know, boys, I never will forget the first time I took Matilda out dancing. Yeah, we got home and we were standing on her front porch. And I reached over and I kissed her. And she said,
"You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful sling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful thing to be. I'm gonna feel the way I do today. You make me feel so. You make me feel so. You make me feel so young."
You know, Andy, that certainly is a weight off of my mind remembering who this Mimi Manning is that called me up yesterday.
Yeah. She says she was coming over to see you. You know, she'll probably bring her diplomatic husband along with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing her again. She was really a knockout. Miss Creosote. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. I tell you, Kingfish, Hey, wait a minute. Look out the window there.
Where?
That woman coming across the street. The one with the umbrella. Look at those knock knees on her. She looked like she's walking single file with herself.
Yeah, look at the way them knees is clicking together there. Yeah, she got a nasty castanet waddle on her. Wait a minute.
What?
See, Andy, that is Mimi Manning.
Wow. So that was Miss Creosote, huh? Right now, she looked more like Miss Varnish Remover.
Well, Andy, after 27 years, who knows? I may look that bad to her.
Wait a minute. Let me fix my tie here. Oh, me. If I had any hair, I'd brush it.
Just come up the front steps there. I wonder where her husband is.
Yeah, probably back at the hotel, then. I guess. Well, here we go now. Let's perk up here. Be young as we can. Come in.
How do you do? I'm looking for... Why, George! George Stevens, after all these years.
Yeah, well. How is you, Mimi? How is
you? Oh, George, take me in your arms and whisper terms of endearment into my ears. Take me, Georgie.
Well, now, hold your horses there, Mimi. Hold there. I'm glad to see you, but the strongest thing I can take these days is a little cooking sherry after dinner.
George, I just...
Oh, incidentally, Mimi, I wonder if you remember Andy Brown from back home.
Andy Brown? Why, certainly. Whatever happened to that big slob?
Yeah, he is right here.
Why, you couldn't be that big, stupid, that silly, fat, that horrible... Yes, I really think you could be the ugly toad I remember.
Likewise.
George, we have so much to say to each other.
Tell me, Mimi, how come you didn't bring your husband with you?
Why, George, I'm a widow. And that's why I've come all the way from across the ocean for the fulfillment of your eternal vow.
The eternal vow, listen, Mimi, about that vow.
Oh, George, I have it right here. Your letter. Oh, let me read this beautiful paragraph.
My letter?
If you ever find yourself free, I will be waiting for you forever. That is my eternal vow, my heart of hearts.
Oh, Kingfish, I see this happen in one of them old pictures on television once. Next thing I knowed, Marjorie Rambeau was going for Milton Sills with a switchblade hatpin.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mimi, this letter that you're talking about,
George, at last your eternal vow can come true. You don't have to wait any longer, Georgie. We'll be married within the week.
Hold it right there.
George, I've come thousands of miles, and I know how much this vow meant to you.
But, Mimi, you see...
You know, Georgie, honey, I'm staying at the Lennox Arms.
Yeah.
Come and see me this evening. Mm. Come to me like Lochinvar, with a song on your lips and stardust in your eyes.
Well, I don't know whether I can make it or not. My gout's been bothering me a lot lately.
See you later, lover.
Holy mackerel. Andy, what a mess. Get me some music on there while I pull together my shattered nerves.
Kingfish, I know you is in a mess now, but maybe Mr. Bobby Darin here can help you with your shattered nerves. So just try to relax while we listen to Hear Them Bells.
Hear them bells, hear them bells, hear them bells. Hear them bells, hear them bells.
Hear them bells.
High up in the belfry swinging, what a happy song they're singing on this fine Sunday morning. Here comes Sister Sue in her bonnet pretty blue. Here comes Brother John strutting down the avenue. They know what the bells are saying, and they've come to do their praying on this fine Sunday morning.
Hear them bells. Hear them bells.
Hear Bible in their hand, in answer to the call. They know what the bells are saying, and they come to do their praying on this fine Sunday morning. Hear them bells,
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 hear them bells.
High up in the belfry swinging, what a happy song they're singing.
The world is I ever going to tell Sapphire?
You know, Kingfish, I ain't no expert in these marital problems, but I don't think it'd be a good idea to tell Sapphire you're going to marry another gal.
Oh, shut up, Andy. Good night, folks. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
And Andy Music Hall will be presented with simulated audience reaction again tomorrow night at the same time. This is Jim Amici inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall is produced and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher.